The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Cool. You can put your weed in there.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no fact in the church.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yeah. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 44, Hour 2 is Hour 2. That means if you missed Hour 1, go check it out on stonerjesus.net. Of course, the live streams, we do them every Sunday night at Stoner Jesus 420 on Periscope. You can go see past live streams there. There's also a Stoner Jesus Show live page on stonerjesus.net. You can check out as well all information on the show, past episodes, sponsor banners, social media links, everything you need to know about the Stoner Jesus Show, stonerjesus.net. Of course, there's live streams, hour one of the show, every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420. If you want the full 2-hour video of the show, the only way you get hour two in full, you also get every chapter and verse episode of the show on video. Become a patron at patreon.com/stonerjesus for $20-$25 a month. Find that link on stonerjesus.net as well. Everything you need to know about the show can be found there. In this episode, this hour rather, if you're new to the show, you're going to check it out. We're going to do a couple stories here in the first segment. And then the rest of the show is going to be devoted to classic bits and a classic interview we did a few years ago with the Canna Bitches. All that's coming up here in Hour 2 of the Stoner Jesus Show. Recording it live June 3rd, 2018. Obviously, I want to thank everybody for checking out the show, sharing the show on stonerjesus.net, all of that stuff, checking out the live streams. Everything that you all do for the show and with the show and to the show, especially to the show. A couple things we're going to do before we get into all the bits and the classic interview and all that shit here in hour two. First, you may have seen this video, or check it out anyway. And again, you can't see it with us if you don't have the video version of the show. Hour two, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Pause this and go do it now. patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Damn it. Get on that shit. Anyway, this is out in the wild, some safari video. There's this lion who apparently got a lizard, and this buffalo ain't having none of that shit. Some language I don't understand, but it's a lion, has a lizard in its mouth. The other lions are like, yeah, bro, you got that motherfucker, yeah. That's awesome of you. Really giving him props. And then the camera pans over and there's a big ass buffalo. Big ass horns. He runs at him. He gets a hold of the lion and throws it in the fucking air. It loses the lizard. They're doing it in slow motion now. Tosses the fucking lion in the air. Now, that's some hardcore nature shit. Right there. The lion gets up and runs back to his homies. His homies are like, yo, man, you got bitched out. The fucking buffalo. You a bitch. And he was ostracized from his pride. He's now the bitch lion. Nobody wants him around anymore. Poor bitch lion. Sad. It's a sad story. I'm sorry. I started hour two with such a bummer. This next one's pretty good. Another thing you have to have the video for. This woman, I will narrate as it goes, because it just plays music, so I'll narrate the little things they have on the screen. For those of you who are just listening to the audio, it's a woman riding the streets of China in a pink bumper car. Guiyang City, Southwest China, May 24, 2018. Police officers were in for surprise when they stopped a woman who was driving a bumper car on the street. See her there. The woman, who was in her 50s, was driving the pink vehicle on the highway while larger vehicles whizzed past her. They had a lot of surveillance video of this. There she is next to another car on the side, a cop car. Police stopped the woman, lectured her, and seized the bumper car. Oh, that's a shame. There she is there. Took her bumper car. It was found that she was a woman. She runs a bumper car business, so she has to bring the cars from home to the shop each day. So she drives it? What? That's her explanation? That's her... What? Her explanation is she has to bring the bumper cars from her home to the shop. She don't have nothing. She don't have nothing to load that up. She's been driving the bumper cars every single day, and this is the first time they saw it. Or is this an idea she just had, instead of the obvious idea of putting the bumper car on something? Maybe she should have accessed it. I don't know. She shouldn't have accessed something like that. But she has been driving them, and nobody noticed. They got a lot of footage of this. Has to be a new thing. Has to be a new thing that she was, a new job she got or something. I don't know. That doesn't make sense. Makes zero fucking sense. Anyway, rest of the show, as I said, classic bits, classic interview with Canna Bitches, all that stuff. Go check out stonerjesus.net. Thanks for enjoying the show and checking out the show. That is awesome of you. As always, make sure we're ready to go here. There we go. As always. As I said, at the end of the first hour, make sure you go check out the first hour if you didn't, and then come back and check out the second hour. And make sure you go check out sternjesus.net. Click our sponsor banners. They support us. Go support them. Patreon.com/sternjesus420. Get that shit as well, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Corlore 420. Check out corlore420.com, KORLOR420.com, or simply click that Corlore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Corlore. Click that Corlore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code stonerjesus10. That's all one word, stonerjesus and the number 10, for 10% off of any purchase at Corlore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out Corlore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas. Everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. Anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. PlanetEverywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. We love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello, everyone. This is St. Peter here reporting live from the Joseph Goebbels Memorial Park. Another great night of action in the Hank Group Softball League. I'm standing here with the pitcher for the victorious NAMBLA team. His name is Josh Davidson. He has a very special pitch he's able to shut down teams with. So, Josh, why don't you tell me a little bit about your pitch and how you get prepared for a day of a softball battle?
Well, basically, I'm sitting there in the dugout and I'm jerking off, you know, get a little jerk off going, so I get some jizz put on the ball.
Okay.
Yeah, some jizz. Got to hit some jizz on the ball.
Wow.
That mother is hard to hit. It's got jizz on it.
Oh, so this is like as basically as the baseball covered in jizz.
Yep. Yep.
Yes. Jizz load.
Yep. The jizz load. The jizz load.
It's very effective. Very effective. Yep. You're a big winner tonight.
Yep.
So congratulations.
All right.
I'm not going to shake your hand. I'm sorry. Oh. I don't mean to be rude.
Okay.
I'm a gamble dude, but I'm not going to shake your hand.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm just going back over here now.
All right.
And I'll finish up my little segment.
Yeah.
If you would, you go, you know, the opposite direction. We'll be good.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Well, this has been St. Peter for the Hit Group Softball League. Reporting live from Joseph Goebbels Memorial Softball Park. Let's throw it back to you, Jesus. Oh, man, that was weird. The guy was weird. I think he still had jizz on his hand. I do. I think he still had jizz on his hand. It's crazy. That is not the recording, is it? God damn it! God damn it!
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for hundreds of centuries. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apexsupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live. I know a lot of you have been following the saga of the Hate Group Bowling League. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, very quickly, for the last 3 years, we've had the Hate Group Softball League, and we've been attempting to heal the hate through the medium of slow pitch, underhand softball. We do that during the spring and summer, and that's not it's only half of a year healing. When we want to heal the whole year round. So we thought, what could we do? We got to bring it inside. We got to get it out of the elements. We need something just as majestic and wondrous as softball. And of course, what else is as majestic and wondrous as softball? That's right. If you said bowling, you're correct. Healing the hate through the medium of league bowling. We of course have all our hate group softball or our softball teams. They're now the Hate Group Bowling League. The white hate is represented by the KKK and the skinheads. The black hate is represented by the Nation of Islam and the Black Panthers. And then we have we used to have the NAMBLA team representing the pedophile hate, but they disappeared. The whole fucking team, like 21 people. And it doesn't matter because no one cares. Anyway, we replaced them with the Westboro Baptist Church. And of course, the Los Zetas drug cartel is here to represent Latino hate. And the Westboro Baptist Church, they had a problem. One of their guys got injured. And so Black Jesus, who loves to bowl, became part of the Westboro Baptist Church team, the Holy Rollers. And they were doing well. And he even bowled a 300, the first 300 in the history of Walt Disney Lanes. There's been a fallout. So I have Black Jesus here on the phone, hopefully. Just hit this button here. Black Jesus, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sup?
I'm doing good. I got a couple things to ask you.
Yeah.
First of all, what was going on with the guys at the Hate Group Bowling League, with the Westboro Baptist Church? What were they doing that caused you to want to leave the team and no longer play your beloved sport?
Man, they kept calling me faggot. I'm saying it was like every 6 seconds. It was like faggot this and faggot that.
Yeah.
It's just too much. It's like a parrot.
Yeah,
like a bunch of parents that kept saying faggot all the time.
They ever use like any racial slurs? Like they ever call you a nigger or anything?
Nah. You mean like you did that one time? I remember that, son. I remember that.
Look, man, you were talking about my mom. You were saying some pretty nasty shit.
Yeah.
About my mom.
Yeah.
And I got pissed off.
Fucking cracker.
So, you know, it's, you know, yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, you poke the bear, you get the horns or whatever.
That don't even make any fucking sense, yo. Poke the bear. Bears don't have horns, motherfucker.
Be that as it may, we're not here to talk about that. We're not here to talk about that.
Yo.
Are you going to continue bowling? Are you going to come back to the Westboro Baptist Church? Is there anything they can do to get you back on to the Holy Roller team so we can continue with the Hate Group Bowling League? I mean, this shit's been stalled for weeks now. I don't know what we're going to do. There's no bowling going on. There's no hate being healed. What are you going to do?
I ain't bowling with them motherfuckers. Fuck that. I ain't got time for the drama on that shit in my life, son. I'm saying? Fuck it.
So there's nothing that they could do or say that would get you to come back and bowl.
Nah, fuck them, man. Fuck them fucking asshole crackers. Know what I'm saying? Fucking bitches, you know?
Indeed. I do know what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Black Jesus, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
And I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I wish it could have worked out better. I know you love bowling.
Man.
And it's just really a tragedy.
Ah, fuck it.
All around.
Yeah.
Thank you, Black Jesus.
All right, peace, yo.
Yes, that was Black Jesus. Black Jesus and I met a very long time ago in the Jesus Club. You know, all the Jesuses are there. Gay Jesus and Black Jesus. And, of course, me, Stoner Jesus. And, you know, there's Monster Truck Loving Jesus. And there's just a whole roster full of Jesuses. In any case, I don't know what we're going to do about the Hate Group Bowling League. We need someone else for the Westboro Baptist Church. No one wants to bowl with them because they call you a faggot every 4.5 seconds. It gets old. Even if you don't mind being called a faggot, just hearing a certain word, any word, over and over and over again, they could be saying banana. They could be calling you a banana. If they call you that 600 times a day, it's a bit much. You begin to hate the word banana or whatever word you're being called. I don't know what to do. That's what they do. They call each other faggots. They call everybody faggots. That's just what they do. I don't know what to do. They're destroying my hate group bowling league. I'm going to have to get rid of them. I have to find another hate group that likes to bowl. What are the odds of that? What are the odds that I'm going to be able to find a hate group that also likes to bowl? I mean, how many hate groups are there? Got to find some bowlers. I don't know. If you're listening out there, you're part of a hate group. You know, if you, whatever, I don't care what you hate, whatever you hate, if you hate it and you like to bowl, get in touch with me. Email, Twitter, whatever. We'll hook it up. Got to have six teams. We got to have an even number of teams. I mean, I guess we could go with five, but you know, fuck that. It's always been six. It's going to be six. I'm very adamant about that. Stoner Jesus Show Live, more comedy music, all that great shit coming up.
On this episode of Canadian Pickers, we go looking in some dumpsters around town. We find this guy, says his name is St. Peter, says he's on some radio show or something or other. I don't know what he's talking about. But here's how it went. Yeah, this dumpster over here looks good. Let's see if there's any good stuff in here. Let me see what's in here. Oh my! Who are you? Why are you in this dumpster?
I'm St. Peter. What? St. Peter, who are you? Well, what's going on here? I'm just chilling here, I don't know anything about it.
I'm just chilling here. There's some valuable stuff in the dumpster.
I'm on the radio, man. I'm just hanging here.
I can't get in there to the trash because you got your whole setup there and like you're living in there. Why are you living in a dumpster?
No, I'm not living here, man. I'm not living here. I'm a radio psychic on the Stoner Jesus Show.
I don't know. It seems to me like you're living in a dumpster.
No, I'm not living in a dumpster, man. I'm just chilling here for a minute. I gotta get back to Stoner Jesus.
If you're not living there, would you kind of get out of there so I can pick through it?
No. Why would you want to
pick through the dumpster? I'm a Canadian picker. This is television. We're on television.
No, I don't want to be on TV. Get that camera away from me. No, you can't be in. You can't come in here.
I don't know what you're talking about, eh?
This is my
I gotta get into this dumpster. So why don't you get out of the dumpster before I get Canadian on your ass?
How about getting
Canadian on your ass means I'll kindly ask you again to get out of the dumpster.
I may get St. Peter on your ass, son.
Will you just get out of the dumpster, please?
That means I'll punch you in the goddamn face. You little Canadian piece of shit.
Fine.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fine, you're not living there, but you won't get out. Get the fuck out of here. Whatever, I don't know what you're talking about. Let's go over
here.
Let's go to this next dumpster.
Move on.
What a weird guy. What a weird guy that was. Eh?
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here. Tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need, OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape, they got single seeds, they got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
Yeah.
Look, we gotta get the F out of here. Let's go.
We need to begin to prematurely evacuate.
Are you high?
What? No, I'm not high.
You are high as a fucking kite!
Gonna get me some weed, gonna blaze it right. Gonna get high as a fucking kite. We've always known Mary Jane is tight. Why wait until later to get your mind right? Everything's clear when you blaze up that J. Gonna bake it up, gonna be high all day. Puffin' Mary Jane helps my appetite. I'm gonna get high as a fucking kite. I got this blunt, do you got a light? The thought of blazing up gets me so excited. I'm gonna choke it up right. Get high as a fucking kite. Get high as a fucking kite. Get high as a fucking kite. A morning wake and bake got me feeling aight. A big fat joint is always out of sight. I got a nice bowl and a big bong too. I think I might get high as a fucking kite. I'm gonna choke it up right. Get high as a fucking kite. Get high as a fucking kite. Yeah, I'm gonna get high as a fucking kite.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20. And free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word, STONERJESUS, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. STONERJESUS, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at NextBardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Have you heard of GreenGonDetox.com? A team of pharmacists has collaborated for over 2 years to create a new solution for your cannabis detox needs. The only product designed by pharmacists to specifically support the elimination of cannabis metabolites found in urine. The product is called GreenGon, and our results have been absolutely incredible. All detox kits come with a money-back guarantee and free shipping. Get clean, get green gone. That's greengondetox.com. Use the discount code TRYIT to get 20% off your entire order. That's TRYIT, all one word. Still not convinced? How about free overnight shipping when you spend $60 or more? That's greengondetox.com for your marijuana detox needs.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, everybody. This is St. Peter. Welcome to the newest, fastest growing internet sensation, reality game show in the entire world, Shitting Wars. All right, we're here in the bathroom of the Stoner Jesus studio.
What the fuck is that?
Please, one of the bathrooms in that.
Peter, what are you doing?
Stoner Jesus in here taking a shit. Stoner Jesus, are you in here taking a shit?
Yeah, I'm taking a shit, motherfucker. What the fuck are you doing in here?
You're on the newest internet reality game show sensation, Shitting Wars.
Get the fuck out of here, Peter. Get the fuck out of
fuck out of here, let me shit in peace.
Shitting wars!
Stupid bastard.
Shitting wars, you're on shitting wars.
I don't care about it. What's the fucking shitting wars?
The biggest shit. Well, he wins.
Oh my
God. Biggest shit wins. It's shitting wars.
You better get the fuck out of here, Peter. When I get out of this stall, I'm gonna whip your motherfucking ass.
I don't even need to stand here, Jesus. At least I know how much of shit.
This will
take a long time.
I'm gonna
battle for today.
All right. I'm gonna wipe my ass right now. I'm gonna get up. I'm gonna beat the holy shit out of
you. Hey, calm down there, Jesus. Calm down.
Stupid motherfucker. I'm just
don't you
want to
win shitting wars?
I want to win your stupid fucking fake game show, you dipshit. Get the fuck out of
you
here.
You grumpy motherfucker.
Fuck
you,
ass.
Shut up. You grumpy motherfucker.
I'm gonna whip your ass.
You don't know you want to win great prizes
in
the greatest reality internet game show ever. Shitting wars.
I'm gonna whip your fucking
God damn it,
ass,
Jesus.
Peter, right now.
All
right,
I'm leaving, motherfucker.
Here I come.
I'm gonna fucking.
I'm gonna whip your motherfucking ass.
You whiny bitch.
Shit, bastard.
So, the first episode of the Shitting Wars didn't go too well. That's okay. We didn't have any winners this time, but stay tuned to the Stoner Jesus Show and the internet for the greatest internet radio sensation game show reality thingamabobber of all time. Shitting Wars. That's enough.
Our mission is to discuss extraction, processing, business practices, and lessons learned with the established experts of the extraction process on Mission Supercritical, a service of Apex Supercritical, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Let's pause that. Stoner Jesus Show live. This should be our guess. Is this Britta and Taylor?
Hello.
Welcome to the Stoner Jesus Show. You're live on the air. How are y'all doing? Hell yeah.
I'm going to do a live song riff to start the show.
Hell yes. If you don't listen to this show, hi, I don't know what you're doing. I couldn't
There's
handle
no other
it.
Way.
Yeah, I couldn't handle it high, so or not high, so I don't expect anybody else to.
I got her. That was a Jesus worthy rip, big one.
All right, hell yeah, it'll be a new tradition. Anybody who calls in has to do bong rips, or I'll hang up on them.
thanks for having us on the show.
No problem. Let me try to turn this volume down a little bit. Maybe it'll be a little better. There we go. I was talking about my Skype issues earlier. That's why we're just doing a cell phone tonight. It's a little old school, as I said, but you got to do what you got to do.
Skype is your apple.
As I was telling people before, you guys do a radio show on tradiov.com. I saw a picture earlier today that you tweeted out and Instagrammed out of you two as kids, so I guess your knowing each other goes back quite a ways. How'd you all meet?
Oh, yeah. We did a throwback Thursday picture today. We grew up together in Washington State, where, you know, we first got our taste for the Greens. We went to school together. We've known each other since second grade.
Wow.
Took our first weed hits together. We've been together ever since. Then we had to come to Cali because this is where the best herb is.
Yeah. Yeah, we've interviewed quite a few people from California and Colorado. We're stuck here in the backwoods of Kentucky. Well, not the backwoods, but it's still Kentucky. Anywhere in Kentucky is the backwoods. is definitely the land of.
I lived in Colorado too, and I went there to move there specifically because of the good bud. So I'm just following that good bud around the country.
Absolutely. One day I'm going to take the show somewhere will be more appreciated than it is here. But until then, this is what we do.
Congregate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We try to change things here. Ohio is working as well. We're pretty close to them. They may have medical marijuana going here soon. You never know. The momentum is ours, obviously, so.
The federal government, like, gets their shit together and gets, you know, marijuana out of Schedule 1 classification, then we'll all be.
Absolutely. It'll be soon. It'll definitely be within our lifetimes, hopefully, for especially for people who have to do without. I mean, a lot of people have to go to the black market, but it could be worse. You could just do without, which a lot of people do.
Hey, where there's a will, there's a way. Wouldn't it, legal or not, the cannabiches were always smoking.
Absolutely. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I know. You just gotta be a lot, you know, more low-key about it. Don't want the cops involved.
Absolutely. You guys talked about, you mentioned you guys meeting Mary Jane together. How'd that go about?
Smoking first time, Mary Jane?
Yeah. Your first meeting with the lovely Mary Jane.
Oh, wait, technically the first time, I believe, is on school grounds, correct? Kind of behind, like, a baseball dugout. Junior high, like, pop can style.
Nice.
Yeah, we were all about the pop can for a while. We were big burners, and I don't know what our problem was. It took us a long time to get a proper piece of glass. No, the first thing was a Fimo bead pipe with metal screens. The worst.
Yeah, I remember. I definitely remember the pop can days, especially when there's nothing else. Again, it's a matter of doing what you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, it worked great. It's just, I don't know if what kind of weird side effects from smoking aluminum
have. I was trying to think about it. It was a long time ago.
Yes, we're on to much better ways of getting high now.
Absolutely. Of course, you guys do the Cannabitches radio show every Wednesday at high noon Pacific time on tradiov.com. How'd you guys get started with the radio show?
That was just through mutual friends. And we have, like, friends that are in the business in Hollywood, and that was kind of a startup area, so we got in right at the beginning with them, and it's been so much fun. We love that it's audio and visual because, you know, lazy stoners, we want to be entertained, so we like to do YouTube clips. Like, sometimes it's real funny, crazy stuff. Other times it's a little more political, but it always tries to be fun and stony.
Absolutely. I've checked out several shows, and it's good stuff, and they seem to have a pretty good operation going on over there. They have all kinds of different shows that would appeal to just about anybody, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's really legit. There's some interesting people. Dave Navarro has a really weird show on there. That guy's into some crazy stuff right now. If you look at his Instagram, he's like hanging himself by his skin and hooks and just weird. So there's a little something for everybody.
Absolutely. That would qualify for weird as most people, but, you know, obviously Dave Navarro is a great guitarist, and a lot of people know him. I saw that Andy Dick has a show on there as well. I saw little clips of that. Do you run into these people, like, in the hallways, especially like Andy Dick, or is it kind of like, you know, they do their own thing?
I'm going to say, we're actually one of the first shows on our day, so there's really nobody there prior to us, and, you know, I feel like a lot of those people have, like, evening slots. Yeah, we do see people come come and go for sure. And there are some people that we'd love to have as guests on our show, so we're making the rounds around there.
That was actually one of my questions, is what's kind of like your list of people that you want to have on the show?
Tommy Chong, yep.
Absolutely.
He is in the numero uno slot for me. Working hard pressed for Tommy Chong. We'd love to get Roseanne Barr. Yeah, she's a huge cannabis advocate. Yep. Really outspoken on Twitter.
Absolutely.
Snoop Dogg would be great. Snoop Dogg or Wiz Khalifa. Yeah, we aim big. Yeah. We get turned down or ignored, but we aim big. I mean, we're already talking to Jesus, so yeah. You know, we gotta aim for that.
Absolutely. It doesn't get any higher than this. speaking of high, and we ask all of our cannabis-loving guests this question. If I say to you, what's the highest you've ever been? Is there any specific instance or story that comes to mind?
Well, I have one, but it's not in a good way. Taylor decided she was going to give me, she had a weed card before I did in Cali. And she was going to share some brownie that was, wow, so strong with me. So I chose, you know, less than what she ate. But an hour, 2 hours later, I was so sick, just, like, throwing up in the toilet, so dizzy.
Oh,
wow. It was way, way too strong. To this day, I have never gotten sick like that off edibles again.
Yeah,
That was, like, too high, bad way high. Bad high way.
Absolutely. That's a bit much. And I was going to ask you about the Sanjay Gupta documentary you guys talked about on your show yesterday. We did a review of it Monday night. And it's something we were talking about Monday night is people who have the worst reactions to cannabis are the new people who have the low tolerance, and they go for too much. And sometimes it's a little bit much to handle if you're not used to it.
Oh, for sure. And then there's scared to ever try it again. They think all cannabis is like that, but when in fact, no, that's just what happens when you overdose on cannabis. You don't die, you just get sick and dizzy. Yeah. I would say to all true stoners, if you want to forward the movement, you want to turn people out to some good weed, don't give them your, like, tankish shit with your cash in the middle. Like, you need to...
It's a bunny slope.
Yeah, get your friends on the bunny slope first. Like, don't be a dick. You don't want to be the person that makes the guy puke or pass out and laugh at him. Like, you want to help the movement, get people the right medication they need. Some people just need Blue Dream. They don't need any, like, OG craziness.
Absolutely. It seems, especially, and you guys do a lot of dabbing, and dabbing's huge on the West Coast, of course. That seems like something that could be a bit of an adjustment if you're used to smoking flowers and then you go to the high concentrations of THC.
Yes, I am actually, as you were talking, I'm loading my little, like, vapor dab wand. This thing, I think, it's funny because people, like, kids that want to get super-duper high are really getting into dabs. But in a way, I think it'd be really good for older patients that are scared to, like, they don't smoke a whole joint. But sometimes they have serious pain. I mean, they've been on, like, crazy pills for pain. They need something strong. They could vaporize, take one hit, and be set for, like, a few hours. It would be good for older patients. So
absolutely.
I'm all about the deaths for anybody, but, yes, it does take some adjustment. You can definitely overdose right off the bat. Like, a one-hit wonder is good. You just got to do things in moderation, just like with drinking, you know? I mean, you have too much, yeah, you're not going to do so well, but you keep it in check, and then it's great and manageable.
Yeah, it's definitely something that's going to be an issue, especially as strains and dabs across the country. They're moving from the West now. Hopefully some stuff's going on in the Northeast as well. But we'll see. But it's definitely going to be an adjustment for a lot of people who are used to smoking basically just whatever their dealer can get. You know, just the regular old Mary Jane.
And whatever your dealer says it is, they probably have been BSing you. And that's fine. But, like, yes, it's amazing for us to be able to go into a collective, be handed a menu, and choose. And I know what I like, so I'm not going to buy crap anymore if it doesn't work for me.
Right. And something that has, even though, you know, the standards aren't the greatest, they're better than some guy in an alley or some guy's basement or just giving you this bag. You have no idea where it came from. You don't know what kind of molds or pesticides have been on it, and It's a crapshoot for a lot of people in non-medical marijuana states, especially.
Yeah, and plus, it's not like a safe way to go about getting it either. So we are pumped about the movement. It's a little slow because you think by now that the federal government was like warm up to the idea that we're just doing it anyway and get their shit together, but you know, it's a slow roll. California is where it's at right now. I know Washington's going crazy, but I still...
Colorado's got their stuff together first, yeah.
Yeah, but I just got love for Cali.
Hell yeah, a lot of...
at Washington, I was reading at Seattle Hemp Fest this weekend that the cops up there are handing out Dorito bags with stickers on them about like cannabis laws and stuff like that, and I just think... I mean, thanks for the free Doritos, but it's such a... stereotypical, like, stupid thing for the cops.
How do we teach the stoners the law? We give them Doritos because they're stoned and got the munchies. Yeah,
mom, jokes on us. Yeah, I imagine, though, when faced with a decision, they'll probably go ahead and take the Doritos anyway.
Oh, damn right. You think it's one or two of the Doritos. I'll take the Doritos.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a promotional stunt, but, I mean... When thinking about the way it used to be with, you know, if you're a stoner, you get locked up. Now they give you Doritos. It's definitely...
It's pretty good.
It's progress. Absolutely.
That's great. From tickets and fines to Doritos, yes. That's a good direction.
Yeah, I guess if anybody complains, the cops could just say, hey, we could just take out our billy clubs or our tasers. So, take these fucking Doritos.
Yeah. But, you know, they should develop smoke bombs, except for chemical smoke. It just needs to be like marijuana smoke and actually help the people.
There you go.
Yeah, it just seems... smoke bombs that I'm okay with, and then we're good.
Yeah. you guys, I know from listening to your show, do a lot of growing. Do you guys have any tips that you like to get out there for people who are just starting? Because obviously there's a lot of new growers with a lot of new medical marijuana states. Do you guys have any tips for any newbies?
I'd have to say you got to get your lights on a right cycle and know that your plant's only going to grow as big as the pot that you put it in. Yeah, if you start with really, really good soil, I am a true believer that because it's a plant, I know sometimes people try to overcomplicate it. When you're first run out, just invest in, like, really good soil from the store with lots of perlite and, hey, give it good water, molasses at the end.
Yes, get it sugary.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a plant, and so just don't go right off the bat and buy all these crazy, like, root loops, this and that. Just don't get tossed into crazy stuff. Start with good soil and see how your green thumb is. Patience is a key, too.
Yeah, a lot of, especially if you're in a non-medical marijuana state, a lot of the stuff that's grown is just, it's not good. People don't know what they're doing. They don't have the patience for it. It's not flushed right or whatever. It's bad in a lot of places.
That's the other thing is, like I've said, like if you start eating all that crazy stuff, your bud in the end, if you don't do it right, it's just going to taste like all these weird chemicals and nutrients and stuff you put in there. Sometimes you got to let the flower and the genetics come through and not monkey that all up with like all these crazy nutrients and stuff. Well, and it grows when people don't just water out at the end. It's got to be hard living in a state that's non-medicinal, too, because where are you getting your starter plants from and seeds? Like, you don't even know what variety it is. It could be just some shit variety, but that's, hey, all we got to grow, you know, enjoy your hay bale. Versus here, where we can choose, like, the real potent stuff and just have, you know, better strains to offer. I don't know, yeah, just kind of take what you can get wherever you are.
Yeah, non-medical marijuana states, it's basically a volume business. So they don't really worry much about quality. It's whatever you can get out there because there's not a whole lot of competition. I mean, in my area, Michigan's maybe 600 or 700 miles away, and Illinois just passed their medical marijuana. That's 600 or 700 miles away. So it's pretty much drug dealers as far as the eye can see.
Now, I remember living in Florida paying $60 for an ounce of brown, dried shit, like where one bud would have like 30 seeds in it, and then you got to pick out the stems, and you're left with something that will give you a headache. So, hey, been there, done that. You got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely. Someday, you'll just be able to go to the store and buy it. it seems ridiculous that we're not there, but here we are.
It's going to be amazing to see Prohibition end in our lifetime. It's going to be awesome.
Absolutely. It'll be it'll be the greatest thing in my lifetime as far as, you know, political happenings. Hopefully the federal government starts catching up with the states, but the states are obviously leading the way.
Yeah, well, they're just figuring out, like, make sure they can get their big fat share of all the money before they just, give control over to farmers. Taylor and I always talk about, and bring this up on our show a lot, we're so for, like, these small-town farmers and just people growing their own and keeping it in the hands of the, like, out of the pharmaceutical hands, and I'm just still worried that when the government does get with the times, then they're also going to take over, and, like, Winston-Salem's going to be making my joint gross.
Yeah, like everything else the government does, it'll be mediocre and not worth it. you mentioned your radio show, the Cannabis's Radio Show, which, of course, is on TRadioV.com on Wednesdays at high noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time. Who have been some of your favorite guests on your show?
Jeff Dowd, the original dude. He was a character. He was not afraid to smoke live in the room where we're definitely not supposed to. Yeah, he did not care. He is the guy that Coen Brothers based the Big Lebowski, the dude, on.
Really?
And, yes, so he's kind of like a well-known character around the L.A. scene, and we befriended him, and he came on our show, and he just did whatever he pleased. He came in all edibled up and then smoked in the studio, and we have, like, a strict no-smoking policy in there, which sucks. That's why we're always on edibles on the show. And he just went balls to the wall.
I wouldn't expect anything less from the guy who inspired the Big Lebowski, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he had a Malibu Lebowski. But then, I think another favorite guest, we had the Chambers Brothers. They were this duo behind Cheech and Chong's latest, that animated movie that came out.
Oh, yeah.
And they had amazing stories about how they kind of helped get Cheech and Chong back together to work on this project. And, you know, like, all this time they spent together with them and smoking with Tommy. And they just had good stories. So, weed legends.
Awesome. Well, I hope everybody checks out your radio show and follows you at Hippie Mix on Twitter. Before we let you ladies go, is there anything that you have, while you have this platform, you want to say to your fans of your show or possible fans of your show?
Just say everyone keeps spreading that good vibes, talking about weed, being good stoners, nice stoners, no assholes.
Absolutely. Don't be a dick.
Watch our show, of course.
Absolutely. Well, Britta and Taylor, I want to thank you for being on the Stoner Jesus Show. It was a great interview. No technical problems. All in all, good night.
Thank you very much.
All right. You ladies have a good night.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye. This is Britta and Taylor of the Cannabitches Radio Show on T-Radio V, of course. As I said, every Wednesday, follow Hippie Mix on the Twitter. I failed to mention earlier, because I was probably babbling on about something else. We did try to trend, you know, your high win on the Twitter. It did not trend, but thanks to everybody who participated. It was fun, as always. This is the Stoner Jesus Show Live, podcast number 337. We got music coming up. Tweet me a live link to StonerJesus420 on the Twitter, and you will get a retweet. We're going to finish our CTG song, Three Words, and we got some Lost Cause. We also have Third Wish. We have the Nickel Sack Anthem.